Right, I'm joined in the studio by Mike Lesurf, who used to do Eat My
Lunch.
There we go.
Yeah,
we changed the name
of the day.
Yeah, you used to do 5 days a week. Yeah, how long did you do the show for, Mike?
A year.
Was it a year?
Yeah, about a year. And I used to do an evening slot, so I was involved for a couple of years. But I loved it.
I know.
Back in the day, rooms in the Bay Tree Centre.
That was it. And I tried to do a bit of sales and got it totally wrong. But then Mike, back in those days. Then Mike is in today to talk about the Old House in Brentwood. There's going to be a march taking place. But before we talk, if people are not aware of the Old House in Brentwood, whereabouts is it located?
It's on Wilson's Corner,
yep.
So it's just at the start of the Shenfield Road along towards the Brentwood Theatre, very old part of our town.
What's the heritage of the building? How long has it been there? What has it been used for in the past? Do you have sort of...
It's been there for hundreds of years.
Yep.
It's interesting you say that, actually, Michelle, because I've seen... Morning, by the way.
Morning, good morning. Yeah, sorry, didn't get the morning.
I've just seen an email this morning from one of the former pupils at Brentwood School who used to live in there back in the... Well, while he was at school, he actually left the school in 1956. And before that, his dad used to reside there with some of the staff at the school when it was more connected to Brentwood School. So it's got a wonderful history and a wonderful heritage that... a lot of residents in Brentwood want to preserve, you know, like we did with the town hall. Now, you know, they're up to their old tricks, the Brentwood Tories, trying to sell our prize assets, and we're trying to save them for future generations.
Now, at the moment, who owns it? So the building's owned now by the council.
Yeah.
Is there anything in there at the moment? Has there been anything in there for the last couple of years?
No, it's been closed for, I think it's 3 or 4 years now.
Mm.
It wasn't too long ago, but it has been left in...
Well, why is that? Because there's no funding? Is there no money to actually use it for other purposes or rent it out, or is there so much work needs doing to it to get it into a safe condition?
It does need some work, but if it does go on the market, we'll soon find out how sought after a location it is and how much people are prepared to invest in it, because it will be snapped up, because it's a beautiful property in a prime location.
Yep.
But it was there used to be offices for a few council offices worked from there, and it was a building that was for the local community, so there was clubs and meetings that took place. It was a real sort of centre of groups meeting and loads of different things going on. We used to have some of our Labour Party meetings in there. I know other political parties used it, but the whole of the local community used to use it. There was a cafe there as well.
Yep.
Used to have art exhibitions and things like that. So very respected, very highly valued, and we're quite sure that a lot of residents are going to turn up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And march on the town hall for the meeting where the Tories are actually putting in a motion to, in inverted commas, dispose of the Old House.
Now, we've got here Louise McKinley wanted to undo the plans. Was it last June to invest £1.1 million into converting it into a Grade 2 listed building into 7 flats? So was that turned down by the council?
It was, it all went through, but since, luckily, because of the sort of national swing in the general election, the Tories regained control of the council.
Yeah.
So they're now back in power and undoing some of the great stuff that was done by the Brentwood Accord. And we did have a plan to convert into flats to keep it in the hands of Brentwood, which was the primary reason for doing that, so that in future years, that things change, and in 50 years, who knows, what will be happening in Brentwood, but we would still own that building. Meanwhile, it's generating a revenue for the council, which means that we could keep the council tax down and things like that, rather than a one-off fire sale, which is what the Tories want to do, to then use on, what they want, really. And what we find is that they tend to treat the town as a cash cow, whether it's parking or selling buildings.
Well, I mean, they put the parking up overnight. I'm sure that must be paying for the Old House, isn't it? You've got to pay parking charges to park in the evening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what we want to do is make sure... We want Brentwood to be invested in for Brentwood residents. Mm. I was, until my Brentwood councillor in Brentwood South, in the town centre. They're 9 town centre councillors. Unfortunately, most of them... if you look at it, from our point of view, most of them aren't Conservatives, but that means that the Conservatives represent other areas of the borough, Hutton, Shenfield, the rural areas. They're more than happy to see our building sold off and overdevelopment in the town centre so that they can fund their projects. And Louise McKinley's soapbox last week. It was very telling at the end, where she said that selling the old house would provide funds for the council to finance other worthwhile projects, which probably means something like, you know, a new roof for the Hutton Community Centre, because that was sort of funded on the back of a fag packet. And we know that, you know, they've got form on this. They want, they don't seem to understand that we need to invest and get money coming in, regular revenue coming in. It'll be hundreds of thousands of pounds over the next 50 years if our plan had gone ahead. But
once it's gone, the thing is, with a building like that, and I do agree, once it's gone and you can't get it back.
Absolutely.
And the history, and you've got, so there's so many, I mean, when you look down Brentwood High Street, it's a lovely, it is a fantastic high street, but it's the buildings that kind of, you know, with the old church ruins, and it just makes it a little bit different. And I know they won't be able to sort of like knock the building down.
No.
But you don't want flats there. If you want flats, go and build them somewhere else. Put in something that you're going to either rent out and you get the revenue from it, as you said, and over the years it sort of pays back. Well, or otherwise, what would you get for that building? Is it about £5 million or something for that plot, or a bit more?
Well, I know that the costing, we were going to get flats in there, but they were going to be kept for Brentwood, and we were going to get the revenue from the flats. Mm. We're also, tomorrow night, the leader of the Labour group is putting in a motion to try and get the council to explore community use again, because that was something that we didn't look at before. And I mean, it'd be lovely if there was a mix, but you've got to be realistic. I mean, the main priority was keeping the old house in the hands of Brentwood people and making sure that it's Brentwood for the future. What you have to do, you have to compromise along the way, and converting it into flats was seen as something that was a good idea for the town, to bring in that revenue, because you need, there's a difference between revenue and capital money. But the Tories always want to spend, you know, Brentwood Town Centre money, capital money, if they can generate it, on projects that are outside. I mean, we did have the there's a trust fund called the Assizes Trust Fund in Brentwood, which was set up a long, long time ago for the benefit of town centre people, and it was specifically for the town centre. There's lots of parishes around Brentwood that have obviously have their own funding to do projects and things in their own little towns, but there was nothing for the town centre except the Assizes Trust, which was quite a lot of money, over £1 million, to be spent on the town centre. One of the things the Tories did a few years ago was open up the Assizes Trust Fund. As Brentwood councillors, we were all trustees of the fund. And when they were in power before, a few years ago, they opened it up to the whole of the borough, which meant that money could be spent anywhere that they like. So once again, Brentwood Town Centre residents losing out because they represent the other areas of the town. It's not good enough, you know. People are elected to represent the people of Brentwood, all the people, not just the people in the areas where, you know, they're ward councillors. So very worrying. But as I say, they have got form. They tried to sell the town hall, which was luckily thwarted.
Yeah.
Back in 2011, when there were Tory councillors that actually stood up against the administration and said, "We do not want you to do this." Now this is coming to a policy meeting tomorrow night, where there's fewer councillors, and we're a little bit worried that the councillors on that committee will just do as they're told, which seems to be, you know, so it is a real worry that we're not going to get what we want tomorrow.
So what happens tomorrow night if people, the thing is, if people out there, there's no point moaning about it afterwards once it's gone through.
Absolutely not.
So if you do want to make a stand, you think, well, actually, you've got a couple of hours to spare tomorrow, I'm going to pop down there. What do they need to do? Where do they need to meet? And what difference would it make if they actually go into the meeting? What difference will it make?
Oh, it makes a lot of difference. We had 200 people at the meeting when the town hall was under threat, and the pressure that local residents can put on the councillors that are making that vote at the time is it's amazing. It's you know, if people feel that they can't make a difference, come tomorrow night, because they can make a difference. Come at 6:30. We're meeting in the car park of the old house. If you want to bring banners, we've got a few banners that are being made at the moment, but if you want to bring banners, we've got the press coming along, we've got people coming along from all around the town. It's really, you know, people really do value this building. We'll be marching to the town hall, as we did when we had the march saving the town hall. And then we'll be attending the meeting at 7 o'clock, so you can sit in the council chamber or sit up in the gallery. Listen to the debate, but make some noise and make your voice heard as well. And let the councillors know, the councillors that they elected, or we elected, that they don't want it to be sold. And then you can only hope that, you know, common sense rules the day. But, you know, don't bank on it with this lot.
What happens if it does go ahead? If they get the vote goes through, what's the next step after
to
that?
To dispose of it.
Yeah.
It will be put on the market.
But you can't, once it goes through, you can't, there's no other action that anyone can take to stop that from happening.
Well, you can, with the administration, there's a majority administration, so it's very difficult to undo. You can make an appeal, but it's very unlikely that, you know, anything will happen to slow it down.
So if you're told, I find it very interesting, the world of politics, if you are told from the top, you have to, you haven't got your own voice, you can't sort of say, well, actually, I don't agree with that, I'm not going to do it, because if you don't agree with what the majority is, then you basically get kicked out, or you're sort of pushed. Is that I'm not just saying that in politics, in general.
I mean, that's why there are political parties. It's important that there's an administration and an opposition.
Yeah.
And depending on how the people vote, they will vote, you know, the biggest party is the party in power, and they can't be, if they've got, you know, a majority of one councillor over the 37, then it's very unlikely that they can be overturned. But on the night of the town hall, it was because half the Conservatives that were in the room, it was a full council meeting, there was 37 people there, I think there's one or two missing, half the Conservatives voted against their own administration. So that can happen if they've got the guts to stand up and do what they think's right, because you hear a lot of talk at these meetings, oh, I'm really torn between the two, blah. But if they always fall down on the side of the leader and what they're told to do, talk's cheap, isn't it? You know, it's the vote that counts. So we're relying on Conservative councillors, but we have got support of many Conservatives, and some councillors have said they're not happy about the sale, so if they'll stand up on the night and do the right thing, we've got a chance, but it's difficult.
Yeah. So as many of you as possibly can, it's meeting in the car park of the Old House in Brentwood, and that'll be at 6:30.
6:30. Tomorrow night. Be a nice, lovely evening.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be 27 degrees, isn't it? Yeah, tomorrow. Nice and warm. Just while you're here, Mike, who have you got in your sights for the new Labour? Who do you think is going to come through with the new Labour leader? Who's it going to be, and why? Or who would you like to see?
I'm supporting Andy Burnham because I think he's going to be the person that he's got a record of well, speaking up for people and speaking up for, you know, working people, what I'd call ordinary people, working. I call myself working class. I'm reluctant to say it because it starts a big debate about what is class and all that. But you know, he's done that with the work that he'd done on Hillsborough and making sure that the people got justice there. And he's just a really decent guy. And we need someone that's going to appeal to everyone, not just within the party. He's very popular within the party.
Yeah.
But we know, you know, it's always the case that we've got to win the majority of the public as well. If we want to form the next government, we've got to make sure that we've got the public behind us. And I think Andy Burnham's going to be the person that can do that. There's some great candidates. You know, they've all got, you know, their pluses and minuses. The deputy leadership as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. We've got some brilliant people. But I think we've got to really make sure it's someone who's going to unify the country as well as the party. So Andy Burnham's got my vote. Fingers crossed.
Just one other thing, just explain, you know, proportional representation and the way it works. Do you think there'll be changes or any, because we did have a vote on it a couple of years ago, didn't we? But was there the
the Lib Dems wanted it, and there's lots of different forms of PR as well. I'm of the mind, I mean, nothing's perfect, and first past the post is not a perfect system, but I do believe in, like I said, strong administration and strong opposition. I believe in a two-party system anyway. It's great that there are other parties that are in the mix, but I do think at the end of the day you need someone who's making the decisions and someone who's holding them to account.
Yeah.
And I think that first past the post is the best way to do that. I mean, it just means that people that might come a close second get the opportunity to beat the person that came first. It's not great. You know, if we did have PR in this general election, we'd be the Tories would be in coalition with UKIP. You know, that's not great.
Yeah.
So it's got its flaws, but I'd rather stick with first past the post, to be honest.
Lovely. Right, so if you want to find out more, you've got a Facebook page as well, haven't you, for the Old House?
Yeah, there's an event on Facebook. Just tap in, I think it's Save the Old House.
Yep.
Old House is our house.
Yep.
That's our hashtag.
Yep.
And look on Twitter or Facebook and just see, look in Brentwood. There's a lot of people that are promoting it. So Excellent. Yeah, come along, 6:30 tomorrow.
I hope it all goes well for you, and if you are out there and you want to keep the old house in Brentwood, keep it as being part of Brentwood and not sold off to the or sold off for the lowest price. I won't say that. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Who knows?
But you don't know. I'll put in a bid if you like. I've got 100 quid. What about you, Mike?
Anything to keep it in public hands.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Lovely. Don't go selling. Don't go selling it, because once it's sold, you can't get it back and it's gone forever.
Absolutely.
We don't want another chain. We don't want another pub in there or anything like that. We don't need that.
No, we need places for people to live and stay.
Lovely. Right, 11:46, that was Mike Lesurf. Check it out on the web as well, on Twitter. Here's Jamara Quiet with Love Philosophy.